Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald. Come on, get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost. Talk about the Holy Ghost fire.
That's that burning fire of Holy God living inside of each one of us blessed believers in Christ. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, a gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living Creator God. Now is the time, beloveds, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, magnificent God, our Father. And there are not enough words in the human language that can express our great joy and overwhelming gratitude for His beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Savior, and Redeemer, none other than Jesus the Christ. Right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer. He is the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, and the grave, but most of all to our beautiful gift of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in, and we are living under the grace of God Almighty Himself. Blessings again to you, you beautiful souls. I am your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, fire, fire. Gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. But you got to be in. You can't be hanging around on the outside talking about, I'm just around here just to get saved. I don't want to miss heaven. I don't want to hit hell. No, you got to come on in and have intimate relationship with God if you want to be that fruitful and abundant person that God created you to be. Because I'm here to tell you, God is not a respecter of persons. No, He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consideration, as well as your supplemental diet of biblical truth from the New Testament book of Galatians 2 and 14, where we read the Apostle Paul confronting the Apostle Peter regarding his hypocritical behavior against Gentile believers. The struggle of the early church believers was some Jews thought that the law still applied as Christians and sought to insist that circumcision and other requirements from the law be upheld. Are we modern-day Christians applying add-ons with grace to other believers? I pray not, but you know, there are some tares in with the wheat. There are those times we must do like Paul and encounter these issues face-to-face. That's what we're going to be talking about later on the broadcast, face-to-face from Galatians 2 and 14. But my special guest is here, wonderful woman of God, author, Little Rock, Arkansas's very own Avis Wilson is here. You talk about an anointed woman of God that's called to write, that's called to read, that's called to share, and to live this life of Christianity in a time such as this. We're going to hear her testimony. We're going to hear her life story. We're going to hear about her ministry and her calling, and she's going to share about her book that I want everyone listening to this broadcast to get a copy and put in their library so that you can be all that and more. In Jesus the Christ. Listen, go ahead and call a family member, call a friend, call a coworker, call somebody that Holy Spirit God is putting in your mind and in your thoughts right now. Let them know that Brother Ron E. Jefferson is back on the internet radio, indeed, indeed, giving God his just due praise first and foremost. And then after that, to encourage each and everyone listening to this broadcast that your soul may be renewed, refreshed, regenerated, and built up to be that strong person for Christ, that soldier that's fit for the spiritual warfare that we're living in such a time as these evil days that we're living in. So we thank you, Holy Spirit God, for leading us, guiding us, covering us, and keeping us in the righteous way that pleases God. Thank you for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet as well as the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. Have your way, Holy Spirit God.
Another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. The world, mean old Satan, can't do us no harm. Isn't that right? Oh, yeah. It's another day's journey, and I'm glad.
I'm glad about it.
Oh, I'm glad.
I'm glad about it.
Oh, I'm glad.
I'm glad about it.
Church, it's another day's journey, and I'm glad.
I'm glad about it.
Oh, I'm so glad to be right here. Early this morning, and I'm glad.
Another day journey, and I'm so we got. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
From the bottom of my heart.
Thank
oh,
you,
to the depths of my soul.
My God, my God. Y'all know how I do. I don't play. I come in smoking hot. Y'all know I be on fire. Hit the ground running with Man of God, Bemidji, featuring Elder Betty Jones. It's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Take that, devil. Just like my best friend, Songbird. Woman of God, Felicia Joseph, say, take that, devil, take that. 1-2 punch in here, in here. We ain't scared of the devil. We just trust in the Lord. He covers us. He keeps us. And I'm glad about it. Thank you, Man of God, Bemidji. I want to thank Man of God, Milton Wallace. Lord Jesus, you just keep sending anointed gospel artists. You just keep sending a gospel music that is anointed by God himself, touched by the very hand of God. Milton Wallace, as a manager, promoter of those gospel artists that you are working with in the beauty of kingdom collaboration and kingdom building. I thank you, Man of God. Lord Jesus, I have some managers. I have some promoters that just make this fire gospel experience what it is, musically speaking, because there are so many wonderful anointed gospel artists out there. I just love playing y'all music. Y'all know I don't try to hit y'all up for no money or anything extra. If you want to bless me with a financial gift, cool. If not, God is blessing me and take care of me anyway. And with that being said, listen, I want to thank you all for all of the wonderful birthday wishes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just bless my heart and fill my soul with so much gratitude. I thank you. I thank you. Y'all bless me. And I'm here to tell y'all, I'm not 63 years old. 63 years is just how long I've been here. That might have went over somebody's head, but y'all have figured out. I'm living the best blessed life. And just like the scripture said, God will renew our strength as the eagle flies upward. And I'm living proof. Amen. Goes right there. My special guest is here, who's also celebrating a birthday in this same month, week of November. She is a qualified, anointed artist of writing. She is a published author, and she is a dynamic woman of God living her best blessed life as well. So without any further ado, I'm just going to let this young lady come in and just bless us with amazing testimony, I'm sure, life story, ministry as well. And we're going to talk about her book, I Am Who I Am Says I Am. And she's going to break all of that down because she has some wonderful spiritual nuggets for you, and I'm talking to you too. And I'm definitely talking about me first. So without any further ado, woman of God, Avis Wilson is here on Fire the Gospel Experience. Yes.
Hello. Hello,
hey,
Rob. Hey, so glad to be here sharing the air with you, my brother.
Bless your
oh
woman
my God.
Of God.
Yeah, bless you. And again, happy Thank birthday you. To both of us.
And yes. Happy birthday to you, my dear sister. I pray
yes,
God
sir.
Bless you
yes,
with many,
sir.
Many more. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Amen. For both of us. Yes, sir. Glad to be here. It's a beautiful day, beautiful afternoon. Some people are napping for the Sunday afternoon, but we're here on the air to share the goodness of the Lord.
Amen. See, that's what I'm talking about. A special guest that know how to come in and just let it all hang out for Jesus. I love that. Woman of God, listen. We are blessed to have you here. I see you as just a bright, shining light for Jesus. The joy of the Lord is definitely in you and overflowing. I know that is your strength. What I would like for you to do is just to introduce yourself to the listening audience. Tell us about yourself. What was your life like when you decided to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
I was a child raised at home for my mom and dad. Thank God I had parents that raised us, as I say, under the pews at church. So I had a church life. I was had a relationship with God all my life through my parents, and that's a huge blessing these days. Kept parents that raised and nature their children and let them know who God is, His Son is, and the Holy Ghost. So I started out a long time ago being in church. And it has led me from there to, you know, through school. Of course, we all go through the process and where I am now. But God is good. I was born and raised in Pine Bluff.
Pine Bluff.
Yes, Lord. Majority of my family is still there, but God is so good. He's everywhere. But He's just doing so many things in all of our lives. We just have to stop long enough and recognize who we are, whose we are, and why we are here. Why we're here. Amen. But,
Go ahead, dear. I was just going to ask you, I said, well, you got saved.
Yeah.
You've been in church all your life, so I'm sure you were just probably smooth sailing all the way through. You ain't had no problems, did you?
Oh, no. You know, we would like to think that, but we all know that's not the truth. We've all had a journey, like the song said, it's another day's journey. You know, some of it's been good and some of it hasn't been so good. But it all worked out for our good. Amen. Got saved, born again at a young age. We had a revival. We sat on the morning bench for several nights. And then we finally got accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, our church is a small church built up of several different families. So there was a close-knit relationship there. You know, we had cousins and everybody. So several of us got saved at the same time. But God has been faithful. I mean, he never leaves us. And he's always with us. So, you know, during now, I mean, even then with our crisis in the world such as it is, he'll never leave or forsake us, no matter how dark it looks outside in this world. But he's yet with us. And that's where we get our strength and we trust in him.
Amen. You sure telling the truth. So, growing up down here in the South, a young saved Christian woman, what would you say is probably the greatest challenge going on for young ladies that are Christian now as a mature, seasoned woman in Christ, reflecting back on what things were like for you? Looking at the world and the condition it is now, we've seen things now in these times that we would have never imagined would even be happening. So what would you suggest? What words of wisdom would you suggest for the young ladies that are lovers of Jesus and Christian by faith?
I would say keep your relationship with the Father wide open. be attentive to his ear, building that intimacy with him, because that's where we gain our wisdom and all, and he lets us know what's the right way and the wrong way and anything. So nothing's a surprise to him, but we have to have a listening ear. So he's just speaking to us. We just have to slow down in the business of our day, and that's all of us. It's to stay in touch with him, because he's going to lead and steer us in the right direction. You know, sometimes with all of us, male or female, but you mentioned women, we look for love in all the wrong places.
That's true.
You know, with him and with him in the spirit of discernment, he'll let you know who are the wolves and who are not. So, but then then again, we have to be submissive. So if he whispers and tells you, no, that's not the right one, or don't do this, or don't go that way, you got to be a yielded vessel in order to even stay in the place or where he's plan in you or trying to protect you. So, you know, he can give you the direction, but are we yielded vessels in our obedience to hear what he has to say and then do what he says do or don't do what he says don't do? So it's our relationship with him. You know, sometimes, you know, it can be hard out there, but still we got to trust God that he always knows what's best.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm going to say this, too, now. As a two-time published author myself, my first book was written for the sisters. Yeah, because I was raised by a single-parent. I was raised by a single-parent mother, and I watched her go through challenges and different struggles and different seasons in life. One of the things that I try to share with sisters is there is this great issue of trust. Trust is so crucial today because, like you said, there are wolves that are dressed in sheep's clothing.
Right.
And I just recently posted on Facebook, I said, we're living in such evil times now that when someone is considered to be too friendly, that raises suspicion. What the devil is doing now, he's coming off as that nice guy that mama and daddy told you to look for. Unfortunately, now that nice guy that's being perpetrated is the one that you have to look out for. It's easy to see the tough guy, the thug, the gangbanger. Forgive me, woman of God, but I still don't understand why some women say they want a thug. They want a tough guy. I still ain't figured that part out. You want somebody that's going to beat you up, choke you, misuse you, abuse you, cheat on you? I don't think so.
But I think, it's your surrounding and your familiarity, you know, and some of those situations that's maybe all they've seen. That's what they saw mama go through. That's what they saw grandma go through. But that doesn't mean that's what they have to go through. So, and also we hear the saying, when we learn better, we do better. But it's in the learning better. But some things we can be prevented, you know, if we still, you know, listen to him and obey, you know, and don't be, don't be so desperate or anxious.
There you go.
But you want to, you know, there's nothing wrong with being excited about a new life, a new relationship. But if the Lord says no, no is no. And he's gone ahead and he can see further down the line than we could ever see. But he's trying to lead and guide us. That's part of leading and guiding, too. That's included, you know, regardless of what the situation is, that's life and everything.
Yes.
You know, like you mentioned a minute ago, trust. Trust is a big word. Trust is a big word. So, you know, it's an action word as well. So, you know, there's a response. So do we trust him or do we not? And, you know, he already knows we get it wrong sometimes. You know, that's all of us. Me included. But he's a forgiving God. But you got to know when to say, okay, Lord, I need you to help me do the right thing. I need you to help me hear the right thing. But again, it goes back to our relationship, our intimacy with him.
Amen. I'm a firm believer that when the scriptures talks about raising up a child in the way that they should go, and when they are old, they will not forget.
Right.
There are seeds that those of us that know God are planting into the mind, hearts, and souls of our younger generation, of our children, so that even if they do make decisions that are not in their best interest, that seed that was planted by the elders, by the family members who love them, will not allow them to continue. That seed will disturb them. That will prick their conscience and let them know. Because listen, the soul speaks. The soul speaks. That part of who we are on the inside will speak to our mind and let us know this is not good. This is not pleasing. This is not appropriate.
This is
not my best blessed life. See, what we want to encourage you listeners is to strive to live your best blessed life. That means under the knowledge, under the will, and under the ability that God gives you, this is the life that God wants you to pursue, because that'll be the best life. that you will ever be able to live than anything you can contrive on your own. Even if there's a temporary season of success and what looks to be profitability, it's not going to last, because it's like the two builders. One built this house on a rock, and the other one built this house on sand. The Bible says one was wise because he built it on the rock of the foundation of the Word of God, trusted God. Right. And the other one, he came to his own conclusion, said, I don't need God. I'm going to do my own thing, and I'm going to try to make it as best I can. What we want you to do is strive to live your best life.
Oh,
woman
my
of God,
God,
Avis Wilson, are you living your best blessed life right now? Are you going in that direction?
I'm trying my best with the help of the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. I'll say yes. I'll say yes.
Amen.
And I agree with what you're saying. Is even in that, you know, it's our choice. We have decisions.
Yeah.
So, you know, so you may not always make the best choice. But again, if you mess up, you can still ask God to help you. But he, you know, some of the detours that we take or the paths that we've had to walk down and experience, some of it could have been prevented if we had sought the Lord, as we say, seek him for everything. I mean, it's not seeking for some things. This day I'll seek the Lord, and then this, no, I got this, Lord. I think I can handle this. No.
Yeah.
He said, acknowledge him in all our ways, and he'll direct
all
our path.
Them.
So that's in everything,
that's
including love, you know, your love life. You know, it may be a time or season where God wants you to be hidden, and he don't want you to be out there. So, you know, it's just a time to, it's still an intimacy with God and what he wants you to do. It's not that he's forgotten you, because he knows the hair on the head. He knows where every last one of us are. So it's not that
he's
forgotten you, but for that period of time and that season, he may want you to just be hidden in him. There's some time with you and him. And he's your best lover. I mean, he's the best lover. So, and he will love you well. He will love you correctly. He will love you spiritually. So, but, you know, it depends on the level of maturity. You know, it's a process. You know, it's not like you got up today and said, oh, I got it all. No, nobody's arrived. But in this dispensation of time, where am I? What does God want me to
That's
do?
Good.
Am I where he
Great.
Wants me to be? So, you know, so it's all of us, an everyday experience, an everyday experience with the Father. And we pray
Amen.
That we're doing
Amen.
Season decently and orderly the way he wished us to. You know, he's God. It's not a coincidence with God. Everything's already planned. Already planned.
Amen. That's good. You preaching a whole sermon right there. Go ahead, woman of God. I hear you. Don't
Look,
speak
he
that
said
truth.
Oh my God. On the seventh
Help
day,
us.
it was already done. It's not like he got up today and said, okay, I'm going to give Brother Ron this today, or what can I fix for him today? What's on the agenda for him? It's already done. That's for all of us. We're walking
Amen.
Through by the grace of God, and we pray that we get it right. Like I said, even if we don't get it right, he's still right there with us so that we can direct our path and lead us into righteousness. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. So, you know, it's a daily walk, and he knows us. He knows every one of us. But
yes, Lord.
We're his children. We're his children. That's why, you know, in my book I talk about I am who I am says I am. And that's what we are, because he created us in his image and likeness. So what does he want us to, who is I am? And if we're created in his image and likeness, I am everything. Mm-hmm. And I mean everything that he says I am. And I'm like him. I'm like him. We're his children. Yeah. We have an inheritance. So, you know, sometimes our lives and disappointments or situations like we're discussing now, sometimes those things give us a distorted picture or image of who we really are. But it does, those situations, they don't define who we are in Christ. He says, I am. You know, somebody said, well, who is I am? And it was it's such a powerful name he gave himself that it needs no other explanation. I am. So, you know, it's a faith walk. It's a faith walk. And the more, and how he ended up giving me this, I was attending a Bible school, Apostle Brenda Jefferson School of Ministry, and at the end of the class, he said, everybody gather together, let's pray. Which, that's normal for the end of the class, but we were praying, and as different one was praying, the Holy Ghost just said, tell everybody to repeat this after me. I am who I am, says I am. But you know when I, and they did that under the unction of the Holy Ghost, but I did not know exactly right then what exactly he was saying to me. And then, you know, so it was a few years later that he gave me what he wanted me to write in a devotional. The book is a devotional of affirmation saying, I am this, or I am not this. You know, and we've been taught to this, you know, people say, well, you know, don't blaspheme the Lord's name and say the curse word. But really, we blaspheme his name when we say, I am sick. I am broke. I am crazy. That's not who I am, says he is, and neither are we. So we can't say that, because I am are not those things, but he is so many other things, godly things, spiritual things, holy things. I am who I am, says I am. But our life, sometimes situations can beat us down.
It
does,
yeah. To
the point that we really, our own perception of who we are, we don't know. You know, I know it's and I put this in my book too, you know, sometime in school, you know, most with children, they'll ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? And sometimes we'll say, we want to be the doctor, we want to be the teacher, we want to be a lawyer, a social worker, and all of those are good professions and careers, but none of them really tell us who we really are and what we are to be doing here on this earth. It's the I am part of us. And he works through us. We can have those positions in lives or those careers in lives, but God plants us in these places to be a beacon of light, to let the world know that I am is here.
Amen.
It's been said many times before, too, your institution or your establishment is thriving because of the saints that are there. Because of the I ams that are walking, his shadow, you know, when we show up, he shows up. So it's a it's a revelation thing between what God has said to you, and so you'll know who you are.
Amen. That's good. That's
and
good.
We're powerful.
That's
we're powerful beings. We're powerful because he is our God, you know. He's not a wimpy I am, and neither are we. I'll put it that way, and this is for that description. He comes with boldness and authority and power. So are we. So everything he says he is, because we're his children, we have his DNA, all of those attributes, all of his characteristics, traits are inside of us, not somewhere way on a cloud somewhere. You know, that's not close to us, out of our distance. He is on the inside of us, on the inside of us. So he walks with us. He lives with us daily. So we are, as some people use the description, we are forced to be reckoned with. I mean, but the power of God and the anointing of God in our lives, we are powerful people. Just our very existence can change the whole atmosphere, and we have not said a word. But because of the power of God that's on the inside of us, his presence, his presence is with us. We're the glory carriers. You have to tell me. I got on the roll now, so, brother. He's still yet unfolding, even though there's, let's see, can I read just my introduction? Is that all right, brother?
I tell you what, I want you to do is you to hold on your introduction.
Okay.
We're going to take a music break. Because I want my listeners to digest all those encouraging and very insightful words that you just shared. But let me say this. While you were speaking, Holy Spirit God brought me to Exodus 3 and 14 that says, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am.
Yes.
And see, the Creator God was the first one that made those words very prominent and very famous.
Yes.
And the connection with those words, just like you shared, that there is a complementary relationship that we have through Creator and creation. Genesis 1:26 says, and God said, let us make man in our image.
That's it.
And in our likeness.
Yes.
So the I am that God is, he has made that I am available to us at the level we are, just like Woman of God Avis Wilson was saying.
Yeah.
If you say that you're nothing, it'll become a self-fulfilling prophecy. You'll be nothing because you will not believe in yourself enough to even trust in God, who can make all things possible
for
us. So you tuned in to Fire the Gospel
My
experience.
Goodness. Okay. Yes, and we're speaking spirits just like our Father. Everything that exists, he spoke it by his word. He had to open his mouth and say something. So our words are obeying us. Just as you just described, if you say I'm nothing, that word is going to obey you because of the power
Amen.
In your words. But
Amen.
If you say I am Christ-like, hi, you're going to be Christ-like, you know? Because the word is obeying you. There's power.
Amen.
And what said death and life is in the power of the Son. God. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
See,
this is good. This is good.
And this is why we have to be mindful of the words that we speak. We cannot just be arbitrarily just speaking things because the words that you speak will follow you and will become a fulfilling prophecy.
Right.
Listen, you tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. And we are in our holiday season. We are sharing spiritual truth with you so that when you go throughout your day-to-day activities, you'll go empowered with the awesome and mighty word of God.
Yes.
So as we celebrate our Thanksgiving holiday seasons, we are even more mindful to give thanks to God. And the best thanks that we can give him is from Klesia.
Mm.
The group Klesia, which is going to take us behind the veil, letting us know that worthy is our God. Worthy is the Lamb. You ask me why? Because he's holy, holy, holy. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, God.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
We praise you, God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We thank you, God.
We thank you.
We lift you up high, Lord God, where you and you alone belong. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience with my special guest, Woman of God, Avis Wilson. And she is telling it like it is. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen, amen. Listen, woman of God, Avis Wilson, while we're waiting on our music, I want you to go ahead and continue on with your introductory piece that you said you wanted to share with us while we're waiting on our music selection.
Okay, all right. You want me to do it now?
Go right ahead. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. In my book, the introduction, what the Holy Ghost had given me, says, I said, well, Lord, what do you gave this to me? What do you want me to say? But I started out, and it says, many things in life try to define who we are. Even at an early age, as we said before, we hear questions like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Some respond by saying, I would like to be a teacher, a doctor, or a nurse. All of which are great professions and they are good careers, yet none of them tell us who we are or what we're here on earth to do. Our perception, our own perception of ourselves can be often distorted based on personal experiences, trials, and disappointments. Nevertheless, we were created in the image of God. The first mention of I am, as you said before, in the scriptures is where God introduces himself to Moses in Exodus 3 and 14. Moses asked, whom shall I say sent me? And God replied by saying, tell them, I am that I am has sent you. God replied by saying, tell them, I am that I am has sent you. When we say I am, we are making a bold declaration while standing firm in the majesty and influence of God. We are boldly professing, I am, who lives within us with all authority and power. Our intimate understanding of I am gives birth into our identity and develops through our personal one-on-one relationship with Him. The more time we spend with God, the more He reveals Himself to us as I am. And that was the introduction. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was a wonderful introduction. Amen. Listen, woman of God, we're going to go ahead and just get right into your book. Can you maybe break down the table of contents and then maybe go to particular chapters that you feel are really, really intriguing to the listener? Share with us the table of contents, and I'm certainly looking forward to my autographed copy.
Okay. I was going to ask you for your address so I can send one in the mail this week.
Amen. Thank you, thank you.
Okay. All right, table of content. What, and we did it by several weeks. The first week, so you can meditate and muse on the word, is I am created in His image and after His likeness. Week two, I am not alone. Week three, I am more than a conqueror. Week four, I am not alone. Week five, I am in a blessed season. Week six, I am loved. And I am loved, past tense, past and present. Amen. Week seven,
Amen.
I am a speaker who creates. We talked a little bit about that. Week eight, I am an heir. I have an inheritance. Week nine, I am on His mind. Week 10, I am His light. And then also there's, I think there's 50 affirmations at the back of the book with scripture reading for you to study and go over that in your personal private time in your studying with the Lord. But there's so many in here. The one about I am loved, oh, that sticks out to me because sometimes we don't feel like we're loved. But if we're saints of God, His children, sons and daughters, God Himself is love. So the
Amen.
Love is already in us. It's Him. And we are loved because He loves us. So with that love that's in us, we are to love others, you know, love them anyway, in spite of what they're doing. He didn't say that there were stipulations in order to love. He just said love, and
that's
what
right.
He does with us. Even we weren't where we are now, He still loved us when we were falling short, and He still loves us today. So God is love. Can our love be to that degree that we are still working and functioning as I am, says I am, but love like He loves. He expects this from us because we are his children. We have an heir. We have an heritage. But can we love like Him? God loves us so He gave His only begotten Son. I've got three daughters. And sometimes I ponder and I think over this scripture, how God loves us, He gave His only begotten Son. I got three daughters, and I don't want to give neither one of them away. But that kind of love, and does it exist? You know, in that affirmation, you know, I refer to, let's see, I asked a couple of questions. What kind of love is this? Is it real? Who can love someone that much? And does this love last? Love is an eternity thing. It's not I love you today and then it's gone tomorrow. This kind of love doesn't have a beginning and ending, the Alpha and Omega. But it's just not some kind of love you can turn on and off when you get ready. That ain't the kind of love he's talking about. But He wants us to be like Him. And if we're truly going to be like Him, sometimes we have to stretch, you know, crucify the flesh in order to love like that. Because sometimes, you know, even sometimes when people mishandle your love or don't receive your love, He still says love. But He didn't say you have to be a doormat to be walked on either. But a love conquers all. It covers a multitude of sin. You know, love casts out fear. That's the kind of love He's talking about. And love created all of us. It was His love that created us.
Amen.
So, good Lord, I tell you, about the popular song, I was referring to Tina Turner. We all know her, the song she did with What Love Got to Do With It. everything, but he wasn't talking about the kind of love Tina's talking about. That's a different kind of love. But his love has to do with everything. When he spoke us into it, when he molded and shaped us and spoke everything into in existence and create the world, love was there. There's nowhere he's going to go that love is not going to be there, because he is love.
That's right. He is love.
The same thing about us. He is love. So, and that affirmation is, I am love, because I am who I am says I am. I am love. And I am loved, L-O-V-E-D, because I'm loved by the Father.
There
oh,
you go.
Goodness.
And that's what we find.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what we find true love. That is the foundation of our love. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience with my special guest, woman of God, author Avis Wilson, talking about her book, I Am Who I Am Says I Am. And that is love personified we find in God. We're going to let the group Ecclesia take us behind the veil and celebrate our Thanksgiving holiday.
Ooh.
Worthy is the
Lord
Lamb. Holy, holy, holy.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. We take you, Lord God, behind the veil, and we give you utmost praise. Sounds of Ecclesia here. Worthy is the Lamb. Holy, holy, holy. Yes. We're here with my special guest, woman of God, Avis Wilson, and we're talking about her book, I Am Who I Am, Says I Am. And that right there is a mouthful. Woman of God, where did the inspiration from this all come from? From a life circumstance, a situation that you went through?
Well, actually, like I said, we were praying at the close of School of Ministry, Bible College, and the Holy Ghost had just whispered like he do, quiet voice, and said, have the class, we were in different groups praying, and he said, just have everybody in this group say this after me, I am who I am, says I am, and they all did it, and I thought it was just for that setting and that time, but then later, he gave me the affirmations and what to do with the I am, who says I am. And then, too, brother, since the book was published, it has helped my desire. It is helping all of us. It's not just for this one and not the other. But even our children, start them, like you mentioned earlier, train them up in the when they're small, and they'll train them up in the way they should go, and they'll never depart from it. Start instilling in our children when they're small who they are, who they are, who they are, and then helps encourage them in their walk life, because even though they're children, they are still walking a life, but it's a life as a child. But some of our children go through trials and tribulations as well at a young age. We pray that they don't, but some, you know, it's part of life. It has been happening. And one in week nine, if I may, here is this one says, I am on his mind. Because in some of those situations, whether you're a child, a young adult, or a senior, seasoned person, sometimes you go through so much, you think you're wondering, the enemy will try to tell you, he's forgotten about you. He don't know you.
Yeah.
But God knows exactly who we are, where we are, and what we're doing. And we trust him to lead and guide us through that process, but he has not forgotten us. And in that, in this affirmation, I am on his mind. I have written here just a little bit. I thought about you today. I remembered something we did as children or adults, and it made me think of you. Or I saw a vision of your face, and immediately I began to think about the time in our lives. Does this sound familiar? We speak like that to each other. But remembering brief thoughts of people or certain times in our lives can have emotional or spiritual effects on us based on how we process those thoughts. Our thoughts come forth through the heart, mind, and spirit. In some instances, we even heard statements, I don't care what they think about me, and I believe they really do. But how those thoughts are processed makes a difference. Well, what do you think about yourself? The Word of God says we have the mind of Christ, and we do. There are a number of brilliant people in this world who have created and invented many things, whether they believe it or not. They have no mind of their own. God gave them that genius, brilliant thought, and they acted on it. Remember, God is mindful of you and I. And then, I have your declaration. Declare this. I am always on God's mind. He hasn't forgotten me. He knows exactly where I am and what I am doing. He's always mindful of the purpose he placed within me. Our purpose is blessed. He knows the thoughts and plans he has for all of us. They're good thoughts. So, yes, we do care what others think or care about us. He has people just like you and I who think, love, and care just as he does. We are on his mind. His thoughts towards us are peace and not evil. He's concerned about everything that concerns us and his plans for us because he loves us. And then some of the scriptures I have is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Another one is 1 Corinthians 2:16 in the Amplified. For who has known the mind and purpose of the Lord so as to instruct him? but we have the mind of Christ to be guided by his thought and purpose.
Yes.
So we're on his mind. And then one last verse of Psalms 8:4-5. What is man that thou art mindful of him? So we're on his mind. And the son of man, thou visited him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels.
Little lower.
And has crowned him with glory and honor. So we're on his mind. And you know, he is so amazing. Our God is so big. But that I am, part of him is in us. He can be talking and thinking, have good thoughts about you, Brother Ron. And he, at the same time, he's having those good thoughts about me or my children or your children or somebody on the other side of the world. He knows the plans. And he don't get us mixed up. So, you know, when then we have the mind of Christ, our thoughts, what are we thinking? You know, sometimes we are the sum of our thoughts. And that's how it says, I think that's how it is. We're the sum total of our thoughts. Our mind? What's on our mind? Think on these things that are lovely, things that are pure. Things. So what thoughts? Instead of thinking defeat, think like God thinks. Think like Christ thinks. But, you know, we have to crucify the flesh and have the order to get there. Because sometimes you're beat down and weighted down with the cares of this world. It's almost like, okay, how can I get a positive thought? Just start saying it out of your mouth. It's going to create and change your environment, create your world, and change our life, change our perception of who we are, whose we are, and what he wants us to do in this world. We are some powerful people because of our powerful God that we serve, Yahweh. So God, and you know, when you look at, sometimes when you think about all this stuff that's going on in the world in darkness, there is still a beacon of light that's shining bright if we just take time to look, because he's still there. He hasn't left us. He's forever with us. I said, God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for who we are. We're your children. We are powerful. We are anointed. We love
thank you, Lord.
We love like you, and we also forgive like you, because you can't love and say you can't not forgive. And say you got love. It won't work. So we thank you, God, for who you've created us to be. You know, out of all his creation, he chose man to be created in his image and likeness.
Yes,
so we have to realize, be reminded of who we are in him, and that we are on his mind. His plans for us are good.
Amen. Beautiful summation, woman of God, Avis Wilson. Mm-hmm. You have blessed us, and we are so appreciative for your Bible knowledge, for your spiritual intuitiveness, and the motivation that you have to be that light that you talked about in Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, God, living inside of us, shining bright through us, through our walk with Christ, through our obedience to his word, so that we will be empowered by God as fruitful servants, as faithful servants, to the Most High God, the one who created us.
Amen.
Woman of God, listen.
Yes, Lord.
You have blessed us, and I told you once we start this spiritual conversation how time is going to fly by. Now, there it is.
Yes,
I told
sir.
You. It
oh,
happens
my.
Every
did,
time.
Did
we
time,
lose track
my.
Of time. Every time. Yes. We do get
we
our
talk about
seasons.
The goodness of God. Yes.
We do have our seasons of eternity that come upon us in a moment. Least expected, and this was one of those times. We had an eternally short trip here on Fire the Gospel Experience with
my
special guest, woman of God, Avis Wilson. Woman of God, listen, do you have any closing words of wisdom that we can plant inside of our souls and keep us and let it flourish inside of us to be fruitful one day in our lives? Share with us something before you go.
Oh, I still would say our closer walk. Stay connected to the Father. No matter what's going on in our life, no matter what's been thrown on us, that God has not forgotten us. We are loved. We are on his mind. He cares about us because we are his heirs. And I am who I am, says I am, no matter what the situation is. God is not forsaking us. He's already there. And the I am that's on the inside of us hears us when we cry, hears us when we're disappointed. There's nothing. He's surprised because he already knows. But to thank you, Father, for being who we are in you. Thank you, Father, for choosing us. Thank you, Father, for creating us. We mirror you, Lord. We mirror you, Father, in this marketplace. So when we show up, you show up, Father. We just thank you, Lord God, for who we are in you. We thank you that we remain humble spirits. We thank you that we have a spirit of humility. We thank you for the spirit of love. Because without love, we're nothing. Without love, we're nothing. Everything else, we got to have love first because that's who you are, Father. We just thank you, Lord, for starting where we are and going where you want to take us, Lord, that we will be submissive to you. We will obey you. We will follow your lead and your guide, Father. We just thank you that you call us your own. We thank you that you call us your sons and your daughters in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Woman of God, there are going to be individuals, pastors that are going to listen to this broadcast. I'm blessed to have five kingdom collaborators who syndicate this fire gospel experience, and they're going to hear your testimony. They're going to hear about your book. They're going to want you to come and be a part of their event in some way, shape, or form. How can they be contacted by you? What's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Okay, there's a couple of ways. I say a couple, but I've got my phone number is 501-353-7604. You can email me also. My email is Avis. That's A-V-I-S, just like the rental car company, but it's
AvisWilson.
AvisWilson.love, L-O-V-E, at gmail.com. And then also I have a website, and it's called He Is Jaira. And that's H-E-I-S, and then Jaira is J-I-R-E-H.com. You can reach me there, and then I also have a Facebook page, and it's called Sounds of Love. So those are just a few, either one of those. If you contact me, those that way I will return your call, your email, et cetera. Amen. But to God be the glory. I have been blessed this evening. And like you said, that time went by quickly. But it does. We're in the presence of the Lord and enjoying him. And listen to what thus says the Lord and how the Holy Spirit loves us, how God loves us. And then we're strong people. We're powerful people. But we have to know who we are, whose we are.
Amen. Where can my listeners get a copy of your book, Woman of God, Avis Wilson? How can my listeners get a copy of your book?
Okay, it is on my website that I mentioned. It's also on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. I think it's on other media platforms also, but out of those three, if you check into that Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or my website, He Is Jaira. There's some other I Am collections on there. There's a bundle where you can get this because the weather's changing. It's a blanket, a fleece blanket, coupled as a bundle with the book. So you're getting, you know, folks have this Black Friday. There's nothing black about this. This is not a Black Friday sale. I'm just saying you can be blessed if you buy the book and the blanket together. And, you know, so, but there's some other things. There's some tumblers, some water infusers. There's some other items. Just check the site out. The book is listed there also. But, you know, just be blessed. Just check it out. Give me a call. To God be the glory. We're here to help one another. As they say, iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. And I thank you for being a blessing to me today. And with this, I pray that we are a blessing to one another.
Amen. Amen. Certainly. Amen. I have been blessed, and I'm sure my listeners have been blessed as well. Woman of God, I thank you so much. I'm going to continue to pray that God will use you in excess. I'm praying that when you cross over into the glory land and into the pearly gates, you'll be breathing heavy trying to catch your breath because you gave God everything you had while you was down here on earth. You'll be busting out in sweat talking about, thank you, Lord, God. I made it through.
It's going to be glorious,
amen.
And you've been
thank
saying,
you,
you have a wonderful evening. God bless what you're doing. Bless your hands. Bless
thank
your
you,
show.
You.
And for the listening audience, may it increase you the more, my brother. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate you, woman of God. Looking forward to getting my autograph book as soon as you can get
okay.
it to me. And I'm looking forward to
okay.
any kingdom collaboration that God has between us. Thank you so much. We bless you
amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Wilson,
amen.
Y'all support that young lady in Christ. She's doing wonderful work for the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Y'all support that wonderful woman of God. She's doing the Lord work, and she ain't shame, and she ain't shy. She'll tell everybody that she loves Jesus, and I believe she's got more books to come. Might have a few movies in there, movie tracks. I don't know, but whatever it is, I'm just happy to be aligned with anointed people of God, such as woman of God, author Avis Wilson. And listen, I'm looking forward to you, and I'm talking to you, too, being my special guest on this Fire Gospel Experience. Why don't you give me a call? 870-413-0220 is my direct cell number to call if I'm not there at the time, because the brother do tend to be a little bit busy here and there. Just leave me a message. I'll get back to you. Or you can send me a message on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson, and say, Brother Ron, want to be a special guest on that Fire Gospel Experience, and know that you're doing good things for the Lord. And I promise you, God gets the praise. God gets all of the glory on this platform right here. And then we'll go from there. I get you scheduled either Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for that 30-40 minute spiritual conversation where we glorify God. And we tell the people all the good things that God has blessed you, benefited you, gifted you, and called you to do. Because listen, as we're glorifying God, we want to encourage other people that are already on the battlefield doing great things for the Lord to keep on keeping on. But there are some people that are still wondering, still praying about what it is that our God will have them to do. I believe that in the course of our conversation, as well as other platforms like this Fire Gospel Experience, the listeners will hear truth, will hear wisdom, will hear words of encouragement through our testimony and through our life stories and life lessons and through the biblical knowledge that God imparts into us to share with individuals that will give them light in the direction that they should go as Holy Spirit God leads them. So listen, that's what it's really all about. And we are going to be about it on this Fire Gospel Experience to continue to give God his due praise and to encourage you. Here's man of God, Henry Jackson, letting you know that if ain't nobody been good to me, God has been good to me. Yes, Lord.
I wake before I start my day, I say thank you, Lord, knowing it was not because I've been so good that you spared me, Lord. Oh, you're good to me. You're so good to me, Father. Kept me, you have never left me, you're always there, picking up the pieces of my broken heart, Lord, I know you care. Oh, you're good to me, you're so good to me, Father. Lift my hands to you and say, thank you. yes, you are.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
I'll tell you sometimes I don't know how I got this far. I don't know how it brought me, and it taught me. How I got over, how did I make it over? You know my soul looks back and wonders how I got over, Lord. How did I make it over? You know my soul. As soon as I can see Jesus, the man that died for me, the man that bled and suffered, he hung on Calvary. And I want to thank him for what he taught me. Thank God for how he brought me. Thank him for how he kept me. He never, never left me. And I'm gonna thank God for this time religion. Thank him for giving me vision. I sing in his gospel choir. I'm gonna shout and love his God. And I'm gonna thank God somewhere around his own. I'll stop my trouble over. I wanna thank
getting real jazzy on this Fire Gospel Experience with Woman of God, Tammy McCann, talking about how I got over. Y'all know how we got over. It was nothing but the move and the power and the grace of our God coming in strong, letting us go through some things just so that we will one day just bend over willingly, gratefully, humbly, and say, thank you, Lord. That's how I got over. Thank you, man of God, Jontay Ruffin, for supporting this Fire Gospel Experience by sending that anointed gospel music to those anointed gospel artists. Y'all keep on doing what you do. About to take y'all to church because that's just how I'm feeling right about now, right about now. Here's some new music from Cosmopolitan Church Warriors. I like that part because they're going to let you know God is the one. The Lord has always made a way.
Thank you.
We can't thank you enough, dear God. Amen, amen. Cosmopolitan Church Warriors, letting you know that the Lord God has always made a way, and he always will, because that's in his nature. He made us to free us and to allow us the privilege to declare his truth as the people of God, saved, sanctified, separated to God, so that the world can see the benefits of having intimate relationship with God, meaning that we want to do his will, his way, according to his word. And we do it gladly, gratefully, because we understand this is our created purpose, is to know God, faithfully serve him, and then be a blessing to anyone that is around us, anyone that is with us. You tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. We are going to be discussing face-to-face from the book of Galatians. Chapter 2, verse 14 will be our scripture verse of focus, talking about a subject that most people don't never ever want to talk about, and that's face to face. It's easy sometimes to say things in a low tone, in a secret place, in another room, outside the presence of somebody else, that for whatever reason we have decided and chosen to speak against them or just speak about them in whatever terms we may feel is appropriate to just spread. And 9 times out of 10 it's toxic, it's negative, and we need to be keeping people's mouths out our names, especially for those of us that call ourselves Christians. If we are not praying for somebody as much as we're talking about them, then we need to be talking less and praying more. The scripture verse reads from Galatians 2 and 14, New International Version. When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas, that we all know is Peter, in front of them all, you are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like the Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs? Talking about face to face. You know, we full-fledged members of the Forever and a Day Old School Lifetime Committee firmly believes that if you can't say it twice, then you shouldn't have said it the first time. The fairly used virtue of saying what you mean and meaning what you say is quickly becoming a lost art form and confirmed degree of personal and public integrity. We're losing that. I can even remember hearing our high school cheerleaders cheering, "That's right, we said it, and we're here to represent it." Y'all remember that? "That's right, we said it, and we're here to represent it." Whatever happened to bona fide representation? Now, many people are well endowed and very prolific in throwing a rock and then hiding their hand. But not so in the case of the Apostle Paul confronting the hypocrisy of the Apostle Peter. The scenario in the story goes like this, Galatians 2 and 11. But when Peter came to Antioch, I had to oppose him publicly, speaking strongly against what he was doing, for it was very wrong. Verse 12 says, for when he first arrived, he ate with the Gentile Christians who don't bother with circumcision and the many other Jewish laws. But afterwards, when some Jewish friends of James came, he wouldn't eat with the Gentiles anymore because he was afraid of what these Jewish legalists who insisted that circumcision was necessary for salvation would say. We'd be worried about the wrong thing sometimes. Now, who and how we truly are on the inside will eventually be exposed and meet the person that we pretended to be on the outside. That's good. I'm going to say that again. Who and how we truly are on the inside will eventually be exposed and meet the real person that we pretend to be on the outside. That is what is known as a personal, head-on, emotional collision crisis. Not came up, I coined that phrase myself, and you can feel free to use it anytime. It's known as a personal head-on emotional collision crisis. The Apostle Peter was well able to blend in with other people of different ethnicities. That is until his fellow Jewish brethren showed up and came knocking at the door. The question is, how about us? How do we fare in mixed company? Do we go from the life of the party into a minuscule wallflower when the eyes of friendly scrutiny shows up in its observationary head? We would all do well to at least practice in private, letting our inside shine in the daylight of authenticity. Faking it until we make it sounds liberally poetic, but in reality, it is a course of action that will eventually lead to public embarrassment, at least, and disassociation from those respected that we troll, at worst. Galatians 2 and 13 says, and then all the other Jewish Christians and even Barnabas came, hypocritical too, following Peter's example, though they certainly knew better. Now, when will we as believers understand that we are always under public scrutiny, as well as having some influence on those around us? Even those who may have been established people in the hierarchy of our faith, as Barnabas did when observing the backpedaling maneuvers of the Apostle Peter, moving away from the dining fellowship that he previously engaged in with Gentile believers. Yes, we can be fickle in our behaviors until we are determined to be rooted and grounded in what we say we believe in the Bible. Talking about face to face from Galatians 2 and 14 on this fire gospel experience, we need to be able to confront those issues that we deem to be necessary. Because if we don't, what's going to happen is we will find ourselves allowing a little leaven, as the Bible says, to leaven the whole lump. All it takes is a little bit of toxicity to overwhelm us. And before we know it, we have caught a cancer, a spiritual cancer, in places where it will require Holy Ghost surgery to remove it, because we will not be able to fix ourselves, just like we never have. And just like we can't make it in on our own, woman of God Kim Jordan is going to let you know it's all about wanting to make it in, because that is the plan. And we need to be about it.
I finally made up my mind. I'm gonna make it this time. I'm walking down give my life to Christ. You see, there's been times before when I wouldn't rise to the floor. I would sit there and let the time just go. You see, I'm not worthy of your mercy and your grace, but in my heart, Lord, I won't see your face. Will you please forgive me when I sometimes fall short? Yeah. Oh, Lord, I wanna make it in. Oh, Lord, I wanna make it in. Yeah. I finally made up my mind. I'm gonna make it this time. I'm walking down to give my life to Christ. You see, there's been times before when I wouldn't rise to the floor. I would sit there, let the time just go. You see, I'm not worthy of your mercy and your grace, but in my heart, Lord, I want to see your face. Will you please forgive me when I sometimes fall short? Yeah. Oh, Lord, wanna make it in. Oh, Lord, I wanna make it in. Oh, Lord, whoa, whoa, yeah. and your grace. I'm just not worthy.
I'm not worthy of you, Lord.
Oh, not worthy, Lord.
I'm not worthy of your mercy and your grace.
Mercy and your grace.
I'm not worthy of you, Lord.
I'm not worthy.
I'm not worthy of
your mercy and your grace. Will you please forgive me when I sometimes fall short? Oh Lord,
I wanna make it in.
Oh Lord, I wanna make it in.
Hello, I'm Tantra Rogers, and I am a God-loving and God-fearing realtor. As your real estate professional, I can assist you whether you are buying or selling your first, second, an investment, or retirement home. Interest rates are at a historical all-time low, and now is the time to take advantage of it. Let's take you from renting to owning that new home. If you are not approved immediately because of credit issues, I have systems in place along with lenders that will give you a plan to get your credit upgraded. If you are ready to start the process, then please contact me at 501-908-9015 or on Facebook, it's Tantra Benet, or by email, and it is tantra.rogers@crye-leike.com. And you are listening to The Fire, Gospel Experience, where the fire is moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical, inspirational, and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in and to The Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about fire on this radio station. It's all about kingdom building.
Fire, fire, fire. That's right. We are all about kingdom building. Thank you, woman of God, Tantra Rogers. Listen, homegirl helped me buy this beautiful home that I'm in. Three brick bedroom home with an in-ground swimming pool in the back 3 years ago. She's no longer in Pine Bluff. I understand she moved to Memphis, but if you go to her Facebook page, Tantra, T-A-N-S-H-A Rogers, she'll be able to help you wherever the location is. That's my girl doing realty the way it's supposed to be done. We are discussing face-to-face from Galatians 2 and 14. And before the music break, I certainly want to thank woman of God, Kim Jordan, for letting us know that it's all about making it in. Yes, Lord, yes, I promise you. We were discussing from Galatians 2 and 14 when the apostle Paul said, oh my goodness, what is going on? When I saw what was happening and they weren't being honest about what they really believed and weren't following the truth of the gospel, talking about Peter and some of the other believers, I said to Peter in front of all the others, face to face, y'all, though you are a Jew by birth, you have long since discarded the Jewish law. So why all of a sudden, woo-wee, are you trying to make these Gentiles obey them? That's good, Paul. That's good. We have idled and lost our gumption to call the spade a spade. I'm old school, y'all. I ain't apologizing. We have allowed fear, intimidation, and retaliation to invade our psyche into perpetual silence while wrongdoing and darkness continues to creep into territory that we have long forgotten and forsaken. But not so with Apostle Paul. Thank you, Lord. And we are forever grateful for leading us with his godly example of righteous indignation and righteous intervention. Verse 15 of Galatians 2 says, you and I are Jews by birth, not mere Gentile sinners, Paul to Peter. And yet we Jewish Christians know very well that we cannot become right with God by obeying our Jewish laws, but only by faith in Jesus Christ. to take away our sins. And so we too have trusted Jesus Christ that we might be accepted by God because of faith. And not because we have obeyed the Jewish laws, for no one will ever be saved by obeying them. The key to the Apostle Paul's approach is that it is done in a mindset of humility to win his brother and not arrogantly to win an argument, especially in the face of others witnessing this scenario. It is done face to face, as if Paul would have wanted someone to correct him and not simply chastise him, which is to say that we can be right informationally and wrong at the same time through our delivered presentation. Like another old saying goes, it's not what you said, but how you said it. And for the sake of theological summation, we read the conclusion of this particular matter, Galatians 2 and 17. But what if we trust Christ to save us and then find that we are wrong and that we cannot be saved without being circumcised, and obeying all the other Jewish laws? Wouldn't we need to say that faith in Christ had ruined us? God forbid that anyone should dare to think such things about our Lord. Rather, we are sinners. If we start rebuilding the old systems I have been destroying by trying to be saved by keeping Jewish laws, for it was through reading the scripture that I came to realize that I could never find grace, God's favor, by trying and failing to obey the laws. I came to realize that acceptance with God comes by believing in Christ. The bottom value line is that Acts 10 and 34 sums it up. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But respect is the oil applied when we find ourselves in places of debate, disagreement, or even controversy. We share the truth of God as we understand it and ask Holy Spirit God to lead us in the right disposition when called upon to do so. We've learned to understand that it is not the time to attempt to fly solo on our own, that God is a very present helper in our times of trouble. Psalms 46 and 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Amen, amen, and amen again. Talking about face-to-face on this fire gospel experience. From Galatians 2 and 14, breaking it down, y'all. Keeping it 100, telling it like it is, keeping it real. Here's man of God, KJ, Mr. Yeah Boy. Let us know that when we do things face to face, we don't have to worry about nothing. God will take care of you, and he'll take care of you too. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We give you high praise, Lord. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We come against the works of the devil right now, Lord God, as he tries to interject difficulties on this broadcast. We just say, Father God, I thank you for your cleansing spirit. I thank you for moving against the works of evil and darkness as we lift you up high. The devil has no place here in the atmosphere, in the surroundings, or in and on any of the believers that you have already circumcised for your spiritual use, Lord God. So we thank you and we give you praise right now, Lord Jesus. Let your will be done. Amen. Amen. And amen again. You tuned in to Find the Gospel Experience. Listen, God has been so good to us. I promise you, he is doing a mighty work in us. So with all that being said, I just want to just give you some clarity and leave you with one final word, if I may. And we already shared it in our summation of Galatians 2 and 14. And it is a correct word for such a time as this. I mean. You all are so blessed to live this life in God, and we thank you. We just lift you up high, Holy Spirit God. We honor you. We love you for who you are, and we thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Listen, I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, Avis Wilson, for coming in and shining so much bright light on us and letting us be privileged to the powerful words of her testimony. Her story, her life just blessed us so much so. So we are grateful and we are thankful. So until next time, listen, you all be blessed in the wonderful name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. We thank you now, God, and we thank you forever. So until next Fire Gospel Experience, you be blessed in the beautiful name of Jesus. Until next time, y'all shine bright. And I love you, Jesus. Pray for me as I pray for you. And we'll continue to live this life for Jesus until he comes back again, or until our time here has been completed and we have done all of the work that is required of us. In the wonderful name of Jesus is our prayer. And we are so grateful. And we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift of blessing us to be the people that you called us to be. So until then, y'all be blessed in Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, talking about a vicious attack. Woo.